enter my special code Dan, D-A-N. I want you to try these so you can drink high-end wines at non-high-end prices. Maybe you're developing a taste for wine. Maybe your wife, your girlfriend, boyfriend is into this thing. So I have blind tested some of this with wine people, and they can't believe when I tell them what I paid for these. Go to chwine.com, click the microphone, enter Dan. Save a ton of money on shipping. Get fantastic wine delivered right to you. chwine.com. The code is Dan. Don't wait. Try it now. This offer's not going to...
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at pdqpos.com. That's pdqpos.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit pdqpos.com.
Wow, or this Valentine's Day with a spa day. Call the spa at Eaglewood Resort in Itasca to order your gift card today. 630-773-1400 or eaglewoodresort.com. Special $25 certificate with a purchase of $150 or more.
This is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I'd prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent you and get $100 off on your first visit.
Sports
Company.
Guys, Valentine's Day is Saturday, so if you really want to dominate this Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. If you don't think she's into that kind of thing, think again. She read the book and can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Try on the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can help submit to loving him and you. Overnight delivery guaranteed to dominate Valentine's Day. Call 800-829-BEAR or visit VermontTeddyBear.com and tell them the score sent.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update. update.
Just past 4 o'clock. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves are home Friday at 7 and Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Blackhawks forward Marcus Kruger scored first yesterday, and that led to a 4-2 win in St. Louis.
Yeah, early. Kruger's good to see him score. I'm sure that, when that line scores for us, gets everybody excited and gets us into the game as well. Very timely power play goal tonight, which was needed. And, like we say, we don't care who scores, but certainly, the balance of our team and something to look for. Any given night, anybody can score.
The Hawks will try and jump out first tonight. Again, they host the Arizona Coyotes. The Hawks are coming off two tough road wins. The first was in Winnipeg on Friday night. Obviously, St. Louis was the second yesterday. The Hawks will be home for 8 straight games beginning tonight. Tomorrow, the Bulls are home for the first time in 6 games. They host the Kings. They're on a 2-game winning streak, the Bulls are. However, yesterday's was a squeak-by win over the 16-win Magic, 98-97 in Orlando. The Bulls needed a 7-0 run with just over 30 seconds left to secure that victory. Domestic violence charges were dropped against Panthers defensive end and soon-to-be free agent Greg Hardy. Prosecutors said they cannot find the accuser. Packers head coach Mike McCarthy is relinquishing play-calling duties, according to the Green Bay Post-Gazette. Cubs missed out on pitcher James Shields, who agreed on the Padres' offer of 4 years and $75 million. Cardinals and outfielder John Jay avoid arbitration, agreeing to a 2-year, just over $10 million deal. Little League USA champ Jackie Robinson West was accused of changing their boundaries to enhance their roster, so DNAinfo.com reports the runner-up, Las Vegas, wants JRW's title stripped. Illinois Northwestern signed a 3-year deal to play at Soldier Field beginning this year and then in 2017 and 2019. Did you know Toyota has 6 SUVs and crossovers to choose from? No matter what the weather or wherever your style is, Toyota's got you covered. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by CDH Proton Center.
Boers and Bernstein.
Boers and Bernstein.
Enjoy them.
15 years on the Score.
Did you know the last time the Cubs won a World Series in 1908, Geronimo was still alive?
Why don't read the newspaper?
Of all names you put, Geronimo. It actually was he was at the game.
It's too bad. I was at the game.
He's a huge fan. We're here with Geronimo. Cubbies!
He's trying to stretch.
Cubbies! Tonight's guest conductor for Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Please welcome Geronimo.
Okay, 1, 2, 3 strikes.
By the way, also alive in 1908, Wyatt Earp.
We're shutting it down. Wyatt Earp here to mop up.
There, before you go, we're going to need
Wyatt Earp. That movie was on the other night. Tombstone was on the other night.
I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
That's the best feeling. Like, just as you're getting ready to eat the steak that you just made.
Steak dinner. Boom.
And you're flipping, flipping, flipping. It's like, oh, Tombstone's on. That's a win.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
You tell them I'm coming. And hell's coming with me, you hear?
White Herb, Geronimo.
Geronimo.
Party.
And Bernstein.
I can't wait.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Yeah, we learned that while Wyatt Earp never took a bullet, apparently, that I can find, his brother, not so lucky. Not so much. Good.
Wyatt only shot, he never got shot. He shot his coat once, we learned.
That thing was misbehaving. Yeah, his brother's not so lucky, but him, fine. Everything's good with Wyatt Earp. But yeah, Geronimo. Died the next year, but still, you could have dragged him out there. He'd been long enough, he probably was there.
You know, I mean, all this talk about Chapel Hill and Dean Smith and all that, I'm looking over. So it turns out, Time Out, the place for the biscuits and the chicken and collard greens and all that is still open. Four Corners still open. Players is closed. And Pepper's Pizza closed. That was the joint, like, just this last spring. New York style pizza slices. That was the other place. There were several places. We'd always have these arguments about where to go after we went to drink at Chapel Hill. But that just sucks because Pepper's Pizza was, I mean, really like a real good New York slice that you'd fold over in the grease. Yeah.
I'm not a fan, but couldn't prove by me, by the way, that any of those places existed.
Because you were too drunk.
I don't eat when I'm drunk anyway.
Oh, see, but that's the best part about drinking is the eating afterward.
No.
Brian and Belvedere, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. I caught the end of your guys' conversation about the Little League.
Yeah.
I played Little League and I played traveling baseball. So I grew up in, I live in Belvedere now, but I grew up in Brookfield. And our town was so dense, Brookfield, we actually had a Brookfield, what they called West, and a Brookfield East. And so, like, all of Brookfield couldn't draw from one place. So, like, we would have a league, like, so I played Brookfield East. And that league had 10-year-olds to 12-year-olds all played, and there was, like, five teams that played together. Then at the end of the year, they called it an all-star team. So, like, all the 10-year-olds would go and play tournaments together. All right. The 11-year-olds would go and play in the 12-year-olds.
Yeah, 10U, 11U, yeah.
Yeah. So then the 12-year-olds were the one then that could actually go to what they call, you know, your Little League World Series. Well, then I also played traveling baseball afterwards, because after that, then they had what they called Babe Ruth.
Right. We don't, right.
Well,
sure.
We know. We know. Where are that?
Where are we going with this?
Where are we headed?
I guess I missed some of your conversation. I was just trying to find out whether or not you guys ever actually clarified that or not. So
clarified what?
What didn't we clarify?
I missed the end of your conversation. I thought that you guys ended, or the beginning of the conversation. I thought you guys never figured out how you guys actually figured out who plays where.
No, that wasn't a conversation.
No, the point
all.
Is that the rules of Little League, capital L, capital
right.
L, are
right.
different from rules of other leagues and other tournaments, where in this particular tournament,
right.
the geographical boundaries are critical. They matter. Other tournaments, other leagues, other
you're
places,
invited to them, fine.
Other kinds of all-star teams, you can fly somebody in and he can grab a bat.
Correct.
Southside, Rashad is on the score.
What's going on, Terry, my guy?
Yes, Rashad.
Yes, sir. Happy Monday to you fellas, man. I'm going on a Kanye rant today about these boys, man.
I hope it's smarter than Kanye's.
I don't know, man. I'm feeling like, I'm feeling like, you know what, I got a problem with passion like Kanye had with Zach. You know what, here's my thing. I'm going to go back to a summer ago when they had that press conference after Derek tore his ACL or his meniscus in that other knee, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing was, you know, everybody had to change their mind frame as opposed to build an organization around Derek as opposed to build it with him. The reason I think that that's so key and important here is we're looking at a roster that legitimately this offseason they went all in for Carmelo to be the number two star and they struck out. Gasol was supposed to be a number three guy. He's right now your primary scoring option. So I'm asking you guys this question. If you're going on a premise based on what John Paxson and Gar Forman said as far as building with Derrick Rose, do you think this team is truly talented enough to compete in the East long-term or even short-term? Because I say no. There's no way. There's no way.
No, they're not athletic enough. They're a below-the-rim team. And if they're going to play the lax defense that they currently play, and Derek is going to be allowed to be this free-range chucker, they're in trouble because the whole thing can't work the way they're trying to make it work. I think if they were defending people, I would say something differently. And if Derek were playing smarter and more efficiently, I might respond differently. But you get too many things that look out of whack.
Conspiring against you. Yeah, yeah, Rashad. I mean, I don't think Orlando is very good. Just my personal opinion. I mean, you can look at the standings and say, I don't think they're very good. But here you're up by a point. And I mean, I don't see many of Tom's Bulls teams give up a wide open 8-footer, and then a guy gets a rebound. A what?
No box out.
What?
No defense. Yeah. No
what?
Box out. And you get out of there before they change the scoreboard.
And it happened all during this West Coast road. And I know it was a horrific road trip, as Tom pointed out. Oh my
brutal.
God. Oh my God. But I think those things, the defensive things, to me, are what's going to get you beat.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. See the Sonata at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers in just a moment. Mike Berardino, a proud graduate of the University of North Carolina who covered Dean Smith, spent plenty of time around him, will share his thoughts on the passing of the legendary coach. You have WSCR The Score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Check the weather in Buffalo. The forecast calling for an incognito. Rex Ryan already rolling the dice. He promised in his first Bills presser to, quote, build a bully. And apparently step number one is signing a bully. Buffalo is bringing in Richard Incognito. Let's not forget exactly what you're getting here. This is a guy who harassed his teammate Jonathan Martin. This is a guy who routinely mocked an Asian American trainer. A guy who directed gay slurs at another player. And he beat up his own Ferrari with a baseball bat. That's the short version. But the guy can block, right, Rex? Maybe Incognito is reformed and rehabilitated. Just be sure you're bringing in a nasty dude and not a bad dude. Because this one's on you, Rex. Yeah, I know, Rex. Quote, you're going. Great. I just want to hear how you're going. I'm Jim Rome.
Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard is opening Sunday, February 8th at 11 a.m. See their great new design with tons of HD TVs and 40 beers on tap. Come out for beer tastings and sign up to win raffle prizes. Must be 21 to enter. Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard on the west side of the mall by the Green Parking Garage. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732. 800-825-0732. 800-825-0732.
Compromised.
Home run into Chicago's authentic thin crust pizza. Bring one home.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Tonight.
And now that you've switched,
the Xfinity internet service has been outstanding. It's been really fast and very reliable. The streaming, the video is great.
I love Xfinity On Demand because there's a lot more options for my kids to watch.
What about the customer service?
Comcast customer service has improved a lot over the last few years. And the appointment windows are a lot shorter. It really helps our schedules.
I'm Michelle.
And I'm Martin. We weren't happy with satellite, so we switched to Xfinity.
Join the move to improve and try us risk-free for 30 days. Get started with Xfinity TV from Comcast for just $19.99 a month for a year. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Requires enrollment to EcoBill paperless billing. Offer ends 3/31/15. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to digital economy TV for new residential customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee and regional sports fees extra, subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Join Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team, as the Cats host Michigan State tomorrow at 6 p.m. Visit NUSports.com to purchase tickets today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Member FDIC.
Guys, Valentine's Day is this Saturday, so I'm going to let you in on a saucy little Valentine's Day secret available only at pajamagram.com. I'm talking about the Hidden Secrets Collection. Sure. They look innocent enough at first glance. The Hidden Secrets Collection by Pajamagram lets you sneak a peek. They also give you easy access, and just like you, they're always up for a little fun. Some even glow in the dark, begging for action as soon as the lights go out. Hug me, love me. The only question is, are you ready to play? This Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Order from the Hidden Secrets Collection at pajamagram.com. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. You don't even have to wrap. Valentine's delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them The Score sent you.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103. Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Guys, need to spice up your man cave with new swag? Man Cave Daily has got you covered. Enter now for a chance to win the ultimate prize package. You'll get an Omaha Steaks family bundle, video games, Nivea men's shaving package, a pinups and pit bulls calendar, as well as head-on sports supplements. Let Man Cave Daily make your man cave winter ready. Enter now at mancavedaily.com/sweepstakes. That's mancavedaily.com/sweepstakes.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Dean Smith, 8 seconds away from a second national championship. The Fab Five comes up short again. There you have it. North Carolina is the 1993 national champion.
Coach, let me ask you, we're sitting there watching this game, the ebb and flow, and it looked like both of your coaches are saying, hey, I want to have my team fresh down the wire. I mean, you took some pretty calculated gambles.
It is so funny. Our main goal was to wear them out, and I think they wore us out. They're a great team, and we're fortunate to have won.
That's Dean Smith. It's 421 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 Score, Boers and Bernstein.
We go back to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Our guest is Mike Berardino, who is on Twitter at Mike Berardino. He is currently the Minnesota Twins beat writer for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. You say, well, why the hell would you have him on to talk about Dean Smith?
Well, because we know something.
Because we also happen to know that he's not only a graduate of the University of North Carolina, but spent plenty of time in the Triangle area as a columnist for the Durham Herald Sun. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Dan. How are you? Thanks for having me on, guys.
Oh, we always love having you on. And yeah, this, we love it. And a day like this when people are taking time to learn something about a guy who was known as a great basketball coach, but really deserves to be remembered as so much more than that. What always is top of mind from your experience around him?
Well, you know, as we've all been kind of, those of us who are in his orbit at various times, the last 24 plus hours have been putting on social media and other realms that it's just about all positive. And it should be. You know, one of the things that I think back to is, and I've written about this, and I put it back out there, that when I was 20 years old and I was a sports editor of the Daily Tar Heel, Dean Smith was picking up some blowback from his players that they weren't happy with some of the coverage in the school paper, the Daily Tar Heel. So he called myself and Jim Sirwicki, who's now at the New Yorker and a brilliant guy, much smarter than myself, into his office for a chat, and it was so calm and so respectful, and in retrospect, really just an amazing, it was only like 15, 20 minutes, but he let it be known that the players were upset. He'd never ask us to change anything that we were doing, but to be more mindful perhaps of the players' feelings, and he just wanted to kind of talk about it, and there were no demands, and there were no threats, and we kind of just batted some ideas around, and indeed we did change a preview box that we had come up with back in the early days of Max, and we added a category for defense purely so Steve Bucknell, who couldn't shoot at all but who could defend very well, perhaps wouldn't be so angry with us.
Steve Bucknell kept me from being punched out by King Rice once, so I will always thank him for that. I will always have a warm spot for Steve Bucknell in my heart. But, you know, and you compare and contrast that with similarly right around the same time what Mike Krzyzewski did to the Duke Chronicle, when it now famously and as reported even up to the New York Times, just one of the worst displays I've ever seen or ever heard of by a coach when it came to dealing with student media. So to hear the different ways they approached it is just is really remarkable. And I try to help have people sort of understand that we always thought that the Krzyzewski-Smith relationship was that Krzyzewski was sort of the rebel leader against the evil empire. And here was this Dean Dome that just was built in 1986, like this glistening Death Star. And it wasn't the case. It wasn't that it was so easy to fall into that. Like, here's these upstarts in their tiny little gothic barn trying to get at them and topple them, when really the better guy the whole time was Smith.
Well, you're a Duke guy. I don't want to go that far, but I would say that, I mean, they're different people. They're vastly different people, and it's good that they had made peace by the end of Dean's life, and that they finished as friends. But no doubt at that time, the Duke climb was still in progress. This is the late '80s when I was in school, and then stayed in the area through. I covered that '91. Run for Duke to the championship. And again, I just look back. I mean, they came within 6 points of facing off for the national title in 1991. And you know, Kansas, young Roy Williams' second team, I think, was able to hold off his mentor. And if we had had that Carolina-Duke final, I think all of college basketball just would have imploded and the sport would have had to go away, because how could you top that? But there definitely was the sense that Dean was trying to protect the gold standard at that time in the late 80s, and he had plenty of people come up the mountain and try to knock him off, and no one had been able to maintain. Obviously, there had been NC State national titles from two different coaches, and Duke had made it to the NCAA finals a couple times, but no one had even dared to do what eventually Duke was able to do. But I think, you know, the thing that's been so positive about these last 24 plus hours is that the whole country really isn't talking much about basketball in terms of Dean Smith's life. The casual fan, the non-fan, and those of us who spend too much time worrying about results and wins and losses have been able to take a step back and realize that this man was historically significant and a force for good, even if he had never blown a single whistle.
Mm-hmm.
He really did use his platform for good, and he took risks, and he instructed people and sent them into the world who didn't all do right by him and what he taught, but many of them did. And the 96% graduation rate as a Carolina alum, and knowing what Carolina has gone through and the embarrassment they've had in the last year and several mm-hmm. years of that investigation with the fraud classes, that's a breath of fresh air.
You know, I mentioned it earlier, Mike, that I think it's interesting, because when Ernie Banks passed, I think I was a couple weeks ago, it was not so much about the 500 home runs or the RBIs or the batting average or all the other stuff, the MVP awards. It was really about what kind of guy he is. And I noticed this right away with the Dean Smith stuff. And I thought about it. And I covered that team here and there. I'm very impressed with you, by the way, at the age of 20. The age of 20 had a paper route, you know, and you're running a paper. I'm thinking that. Yeah, you look at this and you say, oh, yeah, when I was around North Carolina and all that, and I was around there quite a bit in the 80s, that, you know, I was thinking about that stuff, too, and I was more impressed with him as a guy then than I was as a coach, because to me, it even at the time, it didn't matter. Like you said, I didn't care if you ever blew another damn whistle once you got to know what kind of guy he was.
Well, you know, it's important to not to dabble in hagiography, and we all know that these are human beings. And Dean Smith, too, was a human being, and he would have moments of pettiness, and he definitely kept track of who had taken shots at him in the paper. I think back to the 89 ACC tournament. It was there, I believe, right before Duke and Carolina faced off yet again, and Carolina won that one. Dean had not won an ACC tournament since 82 at that stage, so it had been a frustrating decade. And that's where he dropped the that the combined SAT scores of J.R. Reed and Scott Williams were actually higher than the combined SATs of Danny Ferry and Christian Laettner. And this was really just not a it was just a very odd moment in the continuum. And it came about because Duke fans, as Dan well knows, were chanting J.R. can't read at the time, which was silly and false, but it got the best of Dean Smith that day.
That always did, Mike. Al Featherston was on the score earlier today, and he told a story about he might have written it actually about Sam Perkins and talking about how Carolina had to be very, very careful academically because he was borderline as far as being able to qualify and get in, and that bothered Dean too. And he said that he found Al, he like walked to the back of a bus to find Al to tell him that Duke also recruited Sam Perkins. So I mean
no doubt Dean had recruited and failed to land Laettner and Ferry, and was fully aware of what their academic credentials were. So, don't forget, 1988, the 87-88 season, the one in which Jim Sirica and I were called into the office, was the year that Duke beat Carolina three times, beat them twice in the regular season plus the ACC final, and that was a seismic development there in the triangle for that to happen three times in 1 year. So then just a year later, back at the ACC tournament, he brings up the SAT scores of players who you just don't talk in those terms. No one had before, no one had since, in terms of running somebody else's academics down. You certainly could defend your own, but you wouldn't bring other players and their high school standardized test scores out into the public. But it was pretty intense. And so that's just an example that it's important to remember. Not a perfect man. There are no perfect men.
Correct.
But this guy stood for so much more. And I think there's almost a Jimmy Carter quality. I mean, although, Dean accomplished far more on the court than maybe Carter did it in the White House. But Carter, everyone says, was much better as a ex-president. Well, Dean had that period of time by retiring when he did. And I've seen where Roy Williams has said that Dean Smith actually told him he thought he retired too early, but by retiring in his mid-60s, he did have a chance to be even more politically active because he had free time and he had the ability to, instead of trying to be in the 17, 18-year-old living rooms trying to get them to come play basketball, he was behind the scenes, I think, in terms of the opposing the death penalty in particular, doing things that did not get a lot of publicity. And going back to integrating the restaurant in Chapel Hill back in the 50s, that went more than 20 years before it saw the light of day, and that was by accident. That was nothing that Dean Smith wanted to have happen. So I think the takeaway from all of this is, even while we were covering this man, and very early on in my career, I mean, still a boy at the time, learning what it was like to be around high-powered athletics and powerful people and how they would how they would treat others and whether I could make a career of this. It's just important to remember that we didn't realize the breadth of the man and the impact he was making and had made already. And again, the basketball and the genius of the court and all the innovations and all the victories and all the accomplishments, which, by the way, along the way, Carolina people, they'll deny it now, but they all felt that Carolina left a lot of championships on the table.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah,
I heard it plenty.
No, I think Dean Smith.
That doesn't matter.
Right.
All is forgiven because the man was a giant in society, and he will be missed.
Agreed.
Great stuff, Mike. I knew you'd provide some perspective that others couldn't, and indeed you have.
Maybe we can check in and see how the Twins are doing now.
You know what? We were just talking about the prospect list that came out today very familiar name in the baseball prospectus list right up there on the top.
So, Mr. Buxton?
Yeah.
Well, that's Twins, look for them around 2017, 2018. But I know the White Sox have revamped. Let me see and see what the White Sox are able to do this year. I really thought the Twins should have been the ones pressing hard for Samardzija in particular. Still can't believe Rick Hahn got Samardzija for that package. That was a heist.
Well, they still got to sign him. I mean, it depends.
Even if they don't, I think they have a good shot because he knows the city. And and his management, his representatives are pretty reasonable people, and they have a history of making reasonable deals. But I just thought that was one of those guys who changed teams this winter that the Twins should have gone to get.
We'll talk during baseball season, Mike. Thanks.
Yes.
Mike, thanks very much.
Mike Berardino, my old buddy.
Scoreboard update.
It is just past 4:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves return to Allstate Arena on Wednesday against Milwaukee in an Amtrak rivalry game. Blackhawks put up just 15 non-shootout goals during their seven-game road trip, but goalie Crawford stepped up, putting up a 1.73 goals against average in his last four games of the trip. They went 4-3, the Blackhawks did, and tonight they host the Arizona Coyotes with the puck dropping at 7:30. Tom Thibodeau against Bulls management. Tension is widely known around the league. Many report that Thibs is out after this year unless they win a title. NBC New York's Mitch Lawrence is no different, but has certainly taken a side in the dispute.
At this point, I'd be surprised if this wasn't the last season for Tom in Chicago. But like I say, I think it's a mistake on the front office's part because they're not going to do better. They're going to have a hard time replacing Tom Thibodeau if they split.
And that full interview could be heard at mullionhanley.com. Tomorrow night, the Bulls and their two-game win streak host the Kings. Pitcher James Shields agreed to a deal with the Padres, who edged out the Cubs with a four-year, $75 million deal. Outfielder John Jay and the Cardinals avoid arbitration. 2 years, just under $11 million in that one. Little League runner-up Las Vegas wants Jackie Robinson West's title taken away. JRW is accused of manipulating their eligible boundaries to access better talent. Beginning November 28th this year, Northwestern and Illinois will play three games at Soldier Field. 2017 and 2019 will be the other two. Soon-to-be free agent defensive end Greg Hardy had domestic violence charges dropped after the prosecution couldn't locate the accuser. And sad NFL news. NFL Films founder and father of Steve Sable, Ed Sable, passed away at 98.
This guy never missed a trick, does he? This little biatch. That's quite a business that guy put together. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Got to admire that guy.
Absolutely.
He's putting it together and what we used to call getting it done, Adam.
Doing work.
That's right.
That's what the kids say now. They're
not
doing
this
work.
Nonsense.
No.
Doing actual work.
Doing some work.
Yeah.
Join the Scores, Matt Abatacola and Dan Bernstein, broadcasting live at Mickey Finn's in Libertyville. Hey,
yes.
Friday. You're going to be there. You have to be there from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m.
I plan on it.
You have to.
I'm going to have trouble finding a parking spot.
That's the thing, yeah.
That's the Libertyville thing now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go there early so I can park.
You know, that has just happened since Maddie moved out there.
I know.
All
and
of it.
Manly.
Oh,
both
yeah.
Of them.
They can't find parking either.
No.
Well, Maddie's he's got special dispensation from the mayor to park wherever he wants.
Does he really?
Yep. He's like a cop.
My goodness.
He can also arrest people.
Oh, I'm never going
to. Well, he can run you in. I'm not sure that makes him a policeman.
Everyone needs to stop by for their chance to win great prizes. Again, that's Matt Abatacola, Dan Bernstein, Mickey Finn's on Friday. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, we mentioned this early, and the conversation with your old buddy kind of proved it, that really, like so many others, it's not, you know, it's more about the kind of guy he is rather than what he did. Because I don't really care how many basketball games he won. I don't, you know, I mean, I know that's what he did, but there was so much other things
also,
that mattered more.
From a basketball sense, though.
Oh, really?
He really is viewed as the grandfather of the analytics movement. Mm-hmm. He was crunching numbers statistically when others weren't. There's something making the rounds now on Twitter that in 1959, he published an article talking about points per possession, which didn't really come back into vogue until relatively recently in the NBA, that he was actually charting points per possession, that he was a like a chess player when it came to this stuff. And that's why if he figured, all right, I can beat you 10-6 and we'll go in the four corners and you can't get the ball away from us. And then all the next thing you know, there's a shot clock because he had figured out that there was a rule in equity that he could exploit.
You know, and maybe it was just because of the timing, maybe it was other factors. But when I used to visit with Michael Jordan early on in the conversation, and we used to talk about Dean Smith.
He always said coach.
Yeah, he was a different guy when he talked about him. Then he talked about any of the coach or any of the players or any of the people. When he talked about Dean Smith, I mean, you saw his quote today, which I'm sure, you know, very, very nice, but that's the way he was. And I cannot think of a single other person. He was that's what he did.
No,
with,
he sounds warm, and when he
does that,
he doesn't sound warm talking about anybody.
Anybody except Dean. That's absolutely true, and it always struck me that way. And I never asked him. I never really delved into it more because I really didn't know. We're talking about 1983 when he first got here. And I wasn't aware that he was the kind of guy he was.
Well, he always talked about Smith being like a father to
him. Yes.
And I think that's because his actual father was out whoring.
Well, no. He would just occasionally be gone for 5 days.
What do you think he was doing?
Bad sense of direction.
he wasn't lost.
It was a bad. He was lost.
And speaking of which, that being Greg Hardy's accuser is not lost. It's not that they can't find her. They know where she is. I know that the story says can't find.
Yeah,
she won't testify against him. That's what this is. She's not like Jordan's dad or get the Cadillac and go.
That's because he's gone for 5 days.
Why didn't you report him? I don't know. He just goes away sometimes.
He just goes away.
He goes out and does what he does.
You know what?
Finds the juke joint.
If you spent 5 minutes with his dad or his mom, you'd have loved him.
Oh, everybody loved him.
He was great. I mean, I didn't know he was such a free spirit. I'd love to discuss that with him.
I would be happy if I could lead that lifestyle consequences. Ultimately, there were consequences.
I'm all for that free spirit of the. But I didn't know that it was quite so prevalent in his life.
Away he would go.
Away he would go.
Old fashioned rambling man.
Why didn't you report? Well, because he just does that. He just disappears for 5 days. What? He just drives. Okay.
Gets his Cadillac and has places to go and people to see.
Apparently so. Yep. That's, whew. But he was a character. I just wish I'd have known, because I would definitely asked him. Because he and I were friendly enough, I would have asked him. And I said, dude, do you really disappear for 5 days?
Hell yeah.
I think he would have been honest. You know what I mean? yes, I do. Is that true? And she doesn't care?
Indeed. Yes, it is. The Boris and Bernstein Show on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, guys.
Valentine's Day is 5 days away, so you're not going to wait to get your significant other a gift. And here's a reason not to wait. ProFlowers, you know, has some of the best deals this holiday, but today, this one is even better. It's just today. ProFlowers doesn't want you to wait until Thursday to get your Valentine's Day gift. If you do it today, they'll give you an additional 15% off their already killer deals. Just for listening to this show, that's what you get. Everything on my page, when you enter my code, gets this deal, the 15% off. Here's the best one. 2 dozen assorted roses, decadent chocolates, a free glass vase, all for just $29.99 from ProFlowers. Today only, you get an extra 15% off those already great deals. Go to ProFlowers.com, use my code Bernstein. That extra 15% off is today only. ProFlowers, guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. And roses are going to be selling out everywhere. Can't beat the price, can't beat the convenience. Take advantage of this deal while you still can. And the flowers that arrived here last week, still in full bloom here and looking great. The only way to get 2 dozen assorted roses plus chocolates, the vase, and an extra 15% off is this. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, type in Bernstein. ProFlowers.com, click the mic, type in Bernstein. Order now. This deal expires at midnight.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
Attention local business owners. Was your New Year's resolution to grow your business? CBS Local, Audio Ad Center, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are partnering to give one lucky local business the key tools to be successful in 2015. Enter to win over $4,000 worth of audio and social advertising, accounting software, business resources, and more. Go to NewYearSweepstakes.com to enter today. That's NewYearSweepstakes.com. Don't miss out on jumpstarting your New Year's resolution.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Baylor Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Baylor Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Guys, need to spice up your man cave with new swag? Man Cave Daily has got you covered. Enter now for a chance to win the ultimate prize package. You'll get an Omaha Steaks family bundle, video games, Nivea men's shaving package, a pinups and pitbulls calendar, as well as head-on sports supplements. Let Man Cave Daily make your man cave winter ready. Enter now at mancavedaily.com/sweepstakes. That's mancavedaily.com/sweepstakes.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Now it's time for 10 Seconds of Glory. Record your own 10 Seconds of Glory by downloading the free Audio Roadshow app for your smartphone. Today's question is...
What was something the city of Chicago refused to do when negotiating to host the NFL draft?
They forgot to put Ronnie Woo-Woo in charge of a guest book. They forgot to put Ronnie Woo-Woo in charge of a guest book.
They refused to allow Adrian Peterson to open up his pre-draft daycare center.
This has been your 10 Seconds of Glory. On Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Why?
We don't know. We have no idea, boys. Why? I don't know. You know, people ask me that question all the time. They say, hey, numbnuts, why is that happen every day? And I said, you know, I don't really know. Joe Dredge is the king of the world in most places.
And the king of editing.
What the hell is that?
He's fired. That's so bad. Fired. Where's he at?
Till today,
he fired.
Here's a bad thought again.
That thought was so bad. Let's hear it again. Let's play two today.
Did I hear that right? I thought maybe, my head's a little jumpy.
Clearly not. You can't tell to this point.
No, we're people who like to make sure of things before we make any rash judgments. You don't think it's any good? Is that what you're saying? Anyway, people do ask me, and they say, hey, Norm, what is the deal? And I say, well, you know, I love Joe Dredge, and we like to give him things to do, because he's a guy who's a busy fellow. Yeah, and
that's a thing to do.
Yeah, and he does that, and we take up just a little bit of time, not much of your day.
too much of your day.
that's all relative.
That's too much of your day. All right. Okay, we apologize for that, but we'll do it tomorrow too.
If you haven't signed up for the Charity Poker Championship benefiting One Step programs, make sure you do that, because we are in that time. We're in the time period when everything starts to heat up and we get the big late crush. And we only have 240 available seats. I'm going to get an update soon about where we are, but I do know that we are ahead of last year's pace with a smaller room. So if you want to play to help kids with cancer and leukemia, you should go to onestepcamp.org or boresandbernstein.com. Thursday, February 19th, we are getting together at the Montgomery Club. It's a gorgeous venue with fantastic food. It's 500 West Superior. There's all kinds of parking options for you. And the reason we're doing this is to play poker. And our grand prize of the World Series of Poker seat, that trip to Las Vegas, is brought to you by Robert W. Baird, our presenting sponsor. Also sponsoring this event, Coyote Logistics, Milwaukee Brewing Company, and our good friend David Hochberg at Townstone Financial. It's just $275 to play. You can sit at the high rollers table for $550, where you have an easier shot to get to the final table. You want to just come spectate and hang out and party and drink. We've got high-end booze and beers and everything you want, just $75 for all you can eat and drink, buffet, premium bar included in your entry price. So the winner goes to the WSOP. Everybody at the final table gets a prize package. We got $15,000 in prizes and just all kinds of great stuff to help kids with cancer and leukemia attend the One Step programs. It's very important to us that we are able to make sure the cost does not keep a deserving and interested kid away. We're serving a much larger area of kids now, and cure rates are higher than ever, which means wonderfully we have so many more kids to serve with our various programs, summer camp and winter camp and whitewater rafting and the Dude Ranch horseback riding, the Utah ski trip. Everything that we do costs a lot of money to send these kids all around the country with the best available medical care and all kinds of specially designed things to make sure that they are as safe and happy as possible. So please come out and play poker. If you're interested, it's a really fun night, and you might find yourself winning a ton of money at the World Series of Poker. So again, go to onestepcamp.org. Any specific questions you want to know about it, feel free to tweet me at Dan_Bernstein or send an email, boresandbernstein@670thescore.com. Thank you. Northside, Ralph, you're on WSCR.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hey, Ralph.
Hey, just a quick couple things about the Bulls. One, you know, with Derek and his defense, I mean, it's a redundant thing. I don't want to sound like other callers and everything. But that game last night, there was just like three or four times in the fourth quarter where he just got beat to the basket so bad. And what I don't understand is, for someone who's as athletic as him, and yes, he's not as explosive as the old Derek and all, but when on offense, when he needs to turn on the speed, he could do it. I just don't see why he can't stop the ball. I mean, for someone who's that athletic, is it effort? How are you not stopping the ball? And then lastly, my last thing, and I'll let you guys go, is just I see him taking these shots that only I could think of four players made with regularity, being Hakeem Olajuwon, Patrick Ewing, Jordan, and Kobe, which is the 19-foot fadeaway. It's just I don't understand either of those things.
Ralph, he's taking a ton of bad shots. I can't answer why.
He can't seem to identify a good one these days. I don't know.
That's a really good question about simply getting in front of the ball handler. Maybe he's not trying because he said he's not trying. Maybe he's waiting for the playoffs and he'll start trying. I certainly hope he does.
But you know, it's okay if you got somebody at the rim. It's okay if they get through.
He's not there.
But you don't have anybody at the rim. So it's not okay. I canceled it out already. Is it okay? Yes. Yes. If you have a guy back there that's really good, that's a problem for you, yes. But you don't have that, so it is a problem. And again, you won the game, okay, against an awful team who had two wide-open looks at impossible. Nobody gives it, and certainly not the follow-up. What? How can you give up that wide-open? The Bulls would never have done that in the past. Those Bulls teams would have never allowed you to have that shot.
It wasn't in them to do that. They were simply just
their DNA.
Not allow that.
Nope.
It's just wrong to them, as wrong to them as it is to their coach. Now, it's not as wrong to them as it is to their coach.
Apparently not.
And as far as the shots go and the shot chart and everything, that there's just been some really good stat work done by a bunch of listeners comparing, using the Basketball Reference comparables. And I mentioned this early on in the show, but to be allowed to be that inefficient, you have to be either Kobe Bryant, an end of career Kobe Bryant, like around now, or Jordan is a wizard. When you look at percentages, which shots are being taken, how many are allowed to be taken, there's an entitlement that only stars well past their prime put up stat lines like that, because anybody else sits.
Yeah.
And Derrick Rose, it statistically, is now equivalent to one of those end of career shooting guards, which is what he looks like.
Well, he had 11 assists last day. They acted like he cured cancer. I mean, well, you got shooters, all you got guys who can score inside, particularly. The big man can certainly score. It's not like, oh, he had 11 assists for us. That's something that doesn't happen. You know why? Because for whatever reason, he's actually looking for somebody, but he doesn't know that either. He doesn't help you much with all this. I mean, on this road trip, he made the one really good pass to Heinrich, but that was his only assist in that game. He had 30 points, one assist, 11 turnovers. I mean, I don't know what to make of him. I really don't. But the numbers say, don't they?
That's Boers. I'm Bernstein. We've got another hour, and we got a chance to take some phone calls if you like. 312-644-6767 about any of the multiple things we talked about today on The Score.
Blackhawks coverage on The Score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
This Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the biggest selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. If you don't think she's into that kind of thing, think again. She read the book and can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Overnight delivery is guaranteed. To dominate Valentine's Day, call 1-800-829-BEAR or visit VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com, and tell them The Score sent you.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlist and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlist and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlist and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read